Welcome everyone to episode 29 of our Detailed Snowflake Core Certification Training Podcast Series brought to you by BrightFlux. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim, a certified Snowflake user, and today we are diving deep into the world of federated authentication in Snowflake. This is a critical topic for anyone looking to understand the security mechanisms within Snowflake and how it can be integrated with external identity providers to manage access and authentication more efficiently. Let's start by understanding what federated authentication is. In its simplest form, federated authentication allows users to access multiple IT systems or software applications using one set of credentials. This means instead of managing separate usernames and passwords for each system, you can use a single identity. For Snowflake, this implies seamless integration with external identity providers like Active Directory, Okta, or others, facilitating smoother access controls and user management. How does federated authentication work in Snowflake? Essentially, Snowflake supports XML 2.0 security assertion markup language, a standard for exchanging authentication and authorization data between parties. This enables Snowflake to delegate authentication to an identity provider, or IDP. When a user attempts to access Snowflake, they are redirected to their IDP for authentication. Once authenticated, the IDP returns a XML assertion to Snowflake, verifying the user's identity and granting access. Step by step, let's break down the setup process. 1. Configuring your identity provider. This involves setting up your IDP to work with Snowflake. It includes creating and configuring a XAML application within your IDP, which requires specific Snowflake URLs and entity IDs. 2. Setting up Snowflake to use federated authentication. In Snowflake, you would configure your account to use the XAML 2.0 authentication method, which involves specifying your IDP's entity ID, SSO URL, and optionally, a logout URL. 3. User and role mapping. Crucial to this process is mapping users and roles between Snowflake and your IDP. This determines how access rights are granted within Snowflake based on the user's identity and role information provided by the IDP, challenges and best practices. While setting up federated authentication, it's important to be aware of potential challenges such as synchronization issues between Snowflake and the IDP, requiring careful user and role mapping. Best practices include keeping your IDP's XAML configuration up to date, ensuring secure transmission of the XAML assertion, and regularly reviewing access privileges to adhere to the principle of least privilege. To wrap up, federated authentication offers significant benefits in terms of streamlined access management, enhanced security, and improved user experience. However, it requires careful planning, setup, and ongoing management to ensure it operates smoothly. I hope this episode provides you with a solid foundation in understanding and implementing federated authentication in Snowflake. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of our Detailed Snowflake Core Certification Training Podcast Series. Stay tuned for more in-depth discussions on key Snowflake features and functionalities. Until next time, this is Yakub Abdul Hakim signing off.